That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Domo arigato, dickheads, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigital.com today and use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, for a 7-day free trial to all the shows on the network. You can also go to MerchEngine.com, where I have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. And thank you for wearing merch out to shows. It truly means a lot. I am joined by two wonderful guests today, one who has been here before, one who is new to the show, for a very silly movie made by some eventually very famous people. To my right, she's been on the show before. I'm very happy to have her back, Amama Sardar.
Hello. So excited to be here.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate your time very much. And new to the show, thank you so much for being here, Asad Benbo.
What's good? Hello, I'm very happy to be here as well.
Thank you for being here, man. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for being so kind. Why are you so nice?
That's just how I am.
Thank you.
That's an odd factor of my upbringing. I'm particularly really? Positive and thankful to people. But thank you for being here. It's very kind of you. Let's get plugs out of the way. Amama, what do you want people to check out?
My Instagram, at Amama Sardar. That'd be dope.
Very cool. Yeah. Any dates or anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I have a show. I don't know when this comes out, but next Tuesday at Flophouse Comedy. You should come out. It's going to be a really fun time.
Absolutely, Asad.
Damn, bro, I did some cool shit I can never talk about. I'm trying to think. Oh, my Instagram is at Asad All Supreme Being. I don't know. I perform comedy at the stand sometimes, or like kind of often. What else do I be?
That's cool. Just check out some.
Damn, bro, why you made me sound whack as shit?
No, you're good.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Forgive me, guys. I am still dying. Hey, if you want to see me, January the 20th, I'm at the Comedy Dojo in Morris Plains, New Jersey, with my buddy Peter Angelo. After that, on the 10th, Waukesha, Wisconsin, and then on the 11th, I am at Kibitz Nest, which is a bookstore in Chicago. So come hang out. It should be really fun. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, real quick, let's thank one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, Yo Kratom has the best Kratom in the world, the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. For just 60 smackers. Guys, one more time, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do I. So let's go to YoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. And we're back, guys. Today's movie, 1982, January the 1st. This is called Galaxy of Terror. It was produced by Roger Corman, one of the trio of trash filmmaking gods alongside John Waters and Lloyd Kaufman. And we are going to see the work of some eventually very famous people in a very, very silly movie. If you want to watch along, we do show our films at midnight on Friday nights on the Gas Digital Network. Use that promo code ZAC. And then a few days later, however you listen to podcasts, Frank, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So it's a space movie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was supposed to be a ripoff of Alien, which had just come out previously.
That's so bold.
The art director on this movie actually asked to be second unit director because he realized the director was not getting enough shots. That man went on, it was named James Cameron.
No way.
And he went on to do Avatar, Titanic, etc. And Aliens 2. So he went from a ripoff of Alien to Aliens 2 within a few years.
Do you think he ever talks about this or he's like, no one should know?
He does.
Really? Okay.
So he basically asked to be second unit director, was get a bunch of shots. People saw him doing that, and he wound up getting Piranha 2, which was his first movie out of that.
No way.
So this led to giving us James Cameron.
That's good.
Excuse me.
You researched that before, or you just know that?
Half and half.
Damn, that's crazy. This is your life?
Yeah, I like horror movies a lot.
You've seen all of them?
No. No, there's a lot.
He's seen every single one possible.
I've seen a shitload.
You be watching, like, those Korean shits?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are great. Like,
that's your vibe?
Yeah, we did The Sadness on this show pretty recently. I really like I Saw the Devil.
And so these movies, like, they're supposed to be bad or they're good to you?
50-50. Sometimes,
like,
they're bad.
They make you feel good?
Yeah. I mean, I think bad is an objective term. Like, if you enjoy it, it's still art. And there's low budget or there's ineptly made films, but they can still enjoy them.
I mean, I watched the Fast and Furious movies, and I fucking love them.
I just finished X.
Oh, my God.
Me and my wife watched all of them in order. I mean, if you want to talk tickle by pickle, I love the Fast and Furious franchise.
I was, like, sitting in the theater like, this is the best movie I've seen.
Dude, I'm still awestruck from 10, where they just fucking Rocket League the bomb through the Vatican.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Do you have a wife?
Yes, I do.
You ever feel like you're falling out of love with her?
Oh, my God.
No. No, I'm very happy.
Like, how did you know that you were in love with her in the first place?
It was pretty quick, actually. We met online about 10, 11 years ago. And, yeah, no, it was just...
On, like, MySpace? On Facebook?
No, we met on OkCupid.
Oh, yo, that's crazy.
Like, you said MySpace or OK... I mean, like, Facebook. That's wild.
Yeah, yeah, we met on OkCupid. It's just... I think... It's the time where you're not doing anything. Where you're just, like, existing together in the same room and you're perfectly content and happy.
Oh, is the one that really...
Yeah, that's... It's... I was reading the thing that it's like a love language where you coexist.
Yep.
Like...
It's my favorite. I fucking love doing nothing with someone.
Yeah, like, I could be reading a book and she's, like, playing Animal Crossing, but we're just very happy to be in the same room together.
Wow. Yo, that's dead ass beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really fun. Being married is kind of cool. It's fun to say, like, my wife.
You got children or no?
No, no, no.
Yo, you ever be doing shows and then you be like, damn, bro, fuck, I can't have sex with this woman because I got a wife or no?
The option didn't present itself that much as it is. I'm a filthy comic.
I
don't have the kind of act where girls are like, I need to suck that guy's dick.
Who would you say has that act?
Most comics.
Yes, a suck dickable act.
Yeah.
I understand.
Wait, who's this woman?
We're still figuring it out, I think, everybody. But this is I don't know, space movie. Figure it out. You will command the
rescue mission. I will personally select... I love the special effects here.
Yeah, this is, I think, and still at the time, very little money. I want to say that this is a $700,000 movie.
Damn.
I feel like that's a lot.
Compared to other movies?
I guess, okay, you're right. It's
not... Even at this point, movies cost a few million dollars. Especially fucking with this much shit. So the outfits in this are actually Battlestar Galactica outfits that they took the insignias off of. When that show got canceled, they bought all the shit.
Dude,
and
they
repurposed
it, like, they bought it on sale and they were
it was all garbage and they repurposed it for this movie.
I like have this obsession with space and I don't know what it is, but I would love to like meet an alien. What are you doing? Do you think aliens are real?
100%.
Yeah.
I was all about that mall shit the other day.
Me too. I definitely think there was something there.
I don't think they sent 300. The only thing that makes sense is they said that the cops thought it was a shooting.
I guess maybe, but still, did you see that 300... little video of like, I was like, that's something.
What do you think about that?
The mall aliens video?
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't watched that shit. Like, I'm joking. That was so disrespectful of me. Oh, nah, I mean, I guess I didn't. Can you fill me in on what happened?
Yeah, there was. Where was it? Miami?
In Miami, yeah. There was like a bunch of kids running away from like a little area, and then they were like, "We saw an alien," and then like every cop in Miami was like,
"There was
300
cop cars," yeah. And the first people said that it was there were 10-foot tall aliens walking around the mall.
Oh my god!
And there's like a little video, like a little heat.
Yeah.
But how come they don't have an actual video?
Because it's probably not real.
Yeah,
that's the only thing. I feel like if it was real, somebody.
But 300 cops did show up.
300 cops is wild
for
anything.
It's so much.
Yeah.
So that's Sid Haig from House of 1,000 Corpses, Devil's Rejects, Jackie Brown, etc. He read the script and went to the director, "I think my character should be a mute." And he went, "Why?" And he went, "Have you read the script?" So he cut all his own lines because he thought the movie was so bad.
Oh, that's so
that funny. Is Freddy Krueger, Robert Englund.
Oh!
Robert Englund, within a year or two of this movie, I want to say, would go on to be incredibly famous. And this is what he was doing before that.
Damn, so this movie was a complete dumpster fire, but everybody got...
Really a lot of people in it did pretty good.
I would do a movie if it was a complete dumpster fire.
I'm almost exclusively in dumpster fire movies. And I'm very proud of all of them.
Wait, yo, who messaged who first on OkCupid?
I messaged her because she had her profile picture was her in a Troll 2 shirt, which is one of my favorite movies, and she was drinking Bailey's from a shoe, which
is
from The Mighty Boosh, which is my favorite TV show.
And you said...
And I messaged her, and I said, "Oh my god, you like Troll 2 and The Mighty Boosh. I would love to hang out." And then I think I asked... I did pretty good on OkCupid because I always asked questions. I never said, like, hi.
Yeah.
I'd always be like, "Hey, I saw in your profile you like this.
Oh, I love have that.
Have you seen this? Or have you read this? Or, like, I like this. Have you heard of it?" And I, like, even if they didn't want to fuck, I think I gave a good, like, "Oh, I'm genuinely interested in you."
Yeah.
I was undefeated on OkCupid.
That's all you need to do is ask a genuine question. Like, there's pictures. You just look at something in their profile and be like, "Hey, love this." And people are like, "Yes."
Because I think girls are... Dude, the bar is so low on dating sites. Like, if you read the whole profile... Like, if you pick something from the end...
Yeah.
And they go, "Holy shit, he read all that?" Not just, "I'd fuck her" and swiped?
Yeah. It's pretty easy.
I don't even have a lot on mine. I just, like... As long as someone can, like, riff a little bit or just, like, point out something in a picture, that's all.
Yeah, you get any disrespectful shit?
I mean... If I do, I kind of don't pay attention to it. It's not really a big,
Damn, you don't remember? I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a woman on a dating app. Like, is that...
I was like, you know what it's like to be a woman.
No, I said I don't. I don't. Is that hard? Is it difficult?
It's a lot of highs.
It's a lot of highs,
faces.
Yeah. And honestly, I think, I don't... Everyone I've matched with is, like, pretty cool. And, like, sometimes you just stop talking to people. It's not...
Yeah. Anybody send you, like, a poem or something?
No.
Oh, damn.
I think that would be a lot.
I had a girl ghost me on... OkCupid, and then I saw her on the train, and I waved, and then I messaged her there, and I was like, "Haha, you had to see me anyway."
Oh. Who's that woman? Looks so familiar, that actress.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm dying. I don't know what's wrong with me today. Hey, Frank, could you ask Emily to make me another tea, please?
Would you ever want to go up into space?
No, it's horrifying. I don't do long trips well. Okay. I can't imagine having to do something I'd wear a diaper for.
Yeah.
Because like, you're stuck in that chair the whole way up. It's not like you're like, "We're launching and we're going to go to bed, and when we get there, we'll be at the moon."
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting in the chair shitting in your pants.
Would they all wear diapers?
Yeah.
Astronauts have to wear diapers. I think now they have a...
toilet?
A system. No, in the suit. I think they have something that you could piss in.
Oh, because before they were just shitting and it just stays there?
I think now there's like a system where like you can piss and it like goes somewhere. Hmm. Yeah, that's why that astronaut lady that stalked the dude wore a diaper the whole trip.
She wore a diaper and she like drove down to Florida because she was like in love with this guy and like just like had a diaper on. for like 20 hours.
Yeah. Plus, there's so, like, I know it's rare, but when they do blow up, that's gotta suck. Like, you trained your whole life.
No.
And then, like, you get into space and, like, somebody fucked up a washer because they hired fucking Mormons to make them or something. And they were doing it in somebody's house. And then your whole, like, oh, I'm the first teacher in space. And then, like, you're just in pieces.
Yeah. I would still go. I really want to go just for, like, a day, if that's possible.
That makes sense. Like, the thing Lance Bass was going to do.
Yes, yeah, that's what I want to do. I don't have the money for it, but...
I was reading... I follow a lot of morbid fact Twitters, and one of them, it was of guys that were training for a space mission. They had a thing, like, in a pool. It was a simulation.
Yeah.
And that exploded and killed them all.
Oh my God.
No, wait, the simulation exploded?
The simulation caught on fire and killed all of them.
I'm still going to do it.
I'm just not brave or interesting enough to want to do it.
I don't think it's interesting if you want to go into space. I think you have to be insane because you want to be away from every single thing that's normal.
I think you just want to see some shit nobody else has. You know, it just looks cool. What
about the landing? Like, I'm sure it's very cool. I just...
No,
so much training...
Yeah,
you have to train even if you're like a billionaire.
I'm sure, I'm sure you have to go through a ton of safety stuff. Dude, I don't like the safety meeting on a cruise.
On an airplane.
I have never been on a cruise. See, cruises scare me. I can't do a cruise. Water is not for me. It's not.
You done comedy on a cruise?
Yes, I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It's weird because you're locked essentially in with the people. So if you don't do good, you then have to eat all your meals with people who saw you bomb.
Yo, that's rough, bro. Do you get free meals?
Yeah.
And
it's just like regular
food
on a cruise.
It's nasty. Bro, I've never been on a cruise.
Yeah, cruises all have free food.
Oh, yeah. Right. You're like paying for the whole package.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing they charge you for on a cruise really is alcohol.
How much is a cruise expensive? How much does that
cost? It's so expensive.
Yeah, they could be a lot. It's a good one, it's expensive. It's a shitty one, it's affordable.
Were you the only comic on there?
No, I was opening for Big J Okerson, and Rob Mayu was there as well. It was like a heavy metal cruise.
That's fine.
I was going to say, a lot of cruises are like you to be super clean.
They encouraged.
How much time were you doing?
20.
No, that's crazy. And then you just...
20, it was a show every night at midnight, and then we did like 3 live podcasts.
Wow. For how long?
6 days.
And you can't have sex with anybody on a cruise or else they'll fire you?
Why?
Well, I thought that was a thing.
If you work on the boat, maybe.
I thought they strongly discourage.
People strongly discourage a lot of things. People
encourage you to have sex with the people that work on the
cruise.
I think
if you work on the boat, it's discouraged that you're not supposed to have sex with guests.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
But no, I was a comic, and I wasn't going to get laid on that boat anyway.
Oh, damn. Well, Commander.
I mean, the options weren't great.
You weren't.
I was one of the prettiest girls on the boat. Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much, buddy. Sorry to people listening for my coughing. I'm doing my best. This fucking respiratory infection really fucked me up.
You think you'll have kids with your wife or no?
Possibly. I don't know. We're trying to figure it out.
What if he doesn't fuck with, like, cool rock star shit? Are you going to be mad?
No, my wife's fun. I mean, my wife's a teacher. She likes kids. Hmm. But, no, we have a good deal.
Oh, she's not on your vibe?
Really? No. She hangs, but she just doesn't do late night stuff. But we have a good understanding that, like, certain things I just go to. Like, if I go to a bar at 11, she's not coming.
Oh, that makes sense. Were you nervous? When's the first time she saw you do comedy?
About a year into the relationship.
Whoa. Oh, that's smart.
Like, you purposely made sure that she didn't see you for a year?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to make sure we were going to, like, stay together for a long time. I didn't really... I was never, like... I mean, I guess I brought dates to shows, but I don't know. I really liked her. So I didn't want to, like, fuck it up. And then I made sure... Because I used to do a weekly show at Bar None that sucked.
Hmm.
And she wanted to come to that. And I was like, no, I want you to see me do good.
Also, I've done a Bar None show.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's
I made sure she came to, like, a good thing.
Did your show have a lot of fights? Because I remember a Bar... Yep, that's the vibe.
Yeah, no, Bar None was awful. Yeah, and I can't believe we did that for years. We did weeklies there. I think it was just because we were alcoholics.
I was going to say, like, the times that I've been at shows like that, and I don't drink as much anymore, or, like, barely now, but at the time, it was so much fun.
Yeah, we were just getting hammered, really, because we would go to... I was still a telemarketer then. I would get out of work, go to do the mic at the stand. I would host the mic at the stand. Then I would walk to Continental, which had five shots of anything for $10. So I would do 10 shots, and then I would go to Bar None and host.
That's amazing. That's a shit show of a night.
Yeah.
Is there anybody from that mic that ended up being a successful comedian?
Not one of us. there's people I definitely like that work still. No, because Josh quit comedy. Sam moved. Sam does comedy in New Orleans. I mean, like Mark Norman did it a bunch. People did it who became very successful comedians, but of the people that hosted it, I think I'm the only one that's still working in the city.
Wow.
But we were all super young.
Does that feel like a flex?
No. No, it makes me miss my friends.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, no, because I hosted that with my best friend Josh, and his chick made him quit comedy.
Why?
Because he wasn't working out.
Would you do that for your short, like, if your wife was like, you need to stop?
Absolutely not.
And she was like, it's me or comedy.
I'd be like, well, how do you want us to pay the fucking bills? I don't have a job.
What if she came into, like, a lot of money and she was like, now it's me or
comedy? You never see me again. I thought about that the other day. What? How much money did... Cause it was, I saw a meme that was like, you get, like, you know, enough money to never worry again. Like a $20, $50 million type amount. But you have to move to like a little town with nothing in it, and you're not really, you can't like go like spend the summer in New York.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You'd never see me again.
Really?
Yeah, I would open a little comic book shop or something.
See, that's nice. I've lived in a little town before and I hated it. I feel like I can't leave the city again.
No, my biggest problem would be nighttime stuff because I'm a late night guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was in a town with nothing open, it would really bother me.
Yeah. I did go to Ireland in the fall with Katie Boyle. I don't know if you know Katie, but that's like a place where I'd buy a little house if I could. It's like small, quaint little town.
It's really nice.
Yeah, Ireland's nice.
It's a lot of people of color there.
There actually were, yeah. In Dublin, like I think in the smaller towns, like there's a lot of white people, but like the Irish are great. I really fuck with them.
Yeah, they fuck with you.
We did Ireland and Scotland a few weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Or a few months in November.
Yeah.
I liked Scotland a lot.
Is it good stuff? Comedy? They just get drunk and get crazy?
No, they were fun. They were a little rowdy in all the English, all the European shows
but
we did.
But that's cool, though?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't mind rowdy.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun thing.
They also are smart. Like, they're just like a fun time. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, I really liked Glasgow. It was my favorite place.
I really want to go to Scotland. That's on my list.
So, there's an alien on the ship. That's all we really got to know. Something's on the ship. It's not supposed to be there. A la Alien, a la fucking every other this type of movie.
He kind of looks like Jeremy Allen White.
Yeah, I see that.
That ass. Yo, you think he's hot?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
My wife and I are playing a game on Xbox called Overcooked.
Yeah.
And it's you work in a restaurant and like you put together plates with people's orders.
Yeah.
But we play it like we're in the Bear.
That's amazing.
So we call each other chef the whole time. Like, I'm behind you, chef. All right. I need fucking dishes, chef. I just scream chef at my wife.
Dude, the number of guys that I've wanted to go out with that are chefs now, I'm like, that's skyrocketing. They all seem so angry. It's great.
Listen, I'm pro any show that makes more women want to fuck guys who look like Maddie Matheson. That's a world I want to live in.
So he might die first. Oh.
Did this movie do well?
No.
Huh. No, I feel like he's like the main character. He's gonna survive.
Yeah.
Oh, it did dog shit.
I mean, it was fine. It was a super low budget movie. I'm sure it did okay. You know, Roger Corman made hundreds of movies, and they all did okay.
Did he come from a family with money? Because, like, how are you making that many movies and they're okay?
A lot of these guys didn't sell finance.
Okay.
So back in the day, like, so I worked for this company called Troma. And now it's usually investors or, like, a company will pay for the movie. But back in the day, you wrote, so, like, if you watch, like, a bad 80s comedy, like, low-budget comedy or horror movie, you'd be like, wow, why did 19 guys named Patel produce this fucking, like, college sex comedy?
Yeah.
And then you find out all these producers would just go to every dentist or every local doctor and be like, for $100,000 or for $50,000, you know, you can invest in this movie. We'll make you three times your money back in a year. And they would rip off every doctor and every dentist.
I cannot believe doctors are that dumb.
Well, because a lot of them are bored and they have too much money.
Yeah.
And then this producer shows up and, like, yeah, you get to hang out on set and meet the actresses. I'm not trying to tell you anything, but if you tell an Indian guy he gets to meet a hot lady, if Bob's and Vagine become on the table, Dr. Patel might sign a few fucking checks.
Oh, no, Dr. Patel absolutely will sign checks.
But yeah, a lot of...
Especially if it's like a white woman or a white... It's like, absolutely.
That's one of my favorite... Have you ever seen the collection of Indian guys commenting on paintings?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It'll be like paintings of naked ladies and Indian guys being like, good morning, beautiful. Please let me, please come visit me. And people will be like, that's not a real person, but she is real to me.
They're like, that woman is white in the painting and white in my life.
Yep.
I don't get creepy comments from Indian guys because I'm brown. I think that's a little disrespectful. So if you're Indian.
I used to date a... BBW cam model, the big girl, and she did like choose a cam back when that was a vocation.
She made money off that, like a lot.
Yeah, that was her job.
Like a lot of money,
lived off of it.
I was gonna say cam girls make.
Nah,
a
that's
lot.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, cool.
She paid the rent on it. And dude, the amount of Middle Eastern dudes,
because
she would sign on at like 3 or 4 in the morning to work.
Yeah.
Because that's when they were away. She had like the time zones mapped out.
What a genius. That's amazing.
And be like, she would like be like talking to, like, it would sound like Borat jerking off on the other end.
That's amazing.
Because they're like a sturdy woman.
They really do. They're not into, brown guys are not into like tiny, tiny women.
Yeah, no, they like a sturdy woman. That is one of my favorite things in Borat. Big one, can plow the field.
Wait, for what?
She's a big one that can fly in the field. Carry a lot of carts.
Damn, that dude did die, bro. Fuck, I miscalculated.
Yeah, I would say if it's an alien ripoff, we would probably assume the lady is the...
Yeah, absolutely.
But they might throw a wrench in that. But I would expect the final girl if it's an alien ripoff.
Just to answer from before, this brunette actress is Erin Moran, better known as Joni from Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi.
Thank you very much.
So she's going to survive.
That's very possible, yeah. And then I believe this other woman originally was supposed to have a much bigger nude scene. And then negotiated out of it once the movie started. So she got a violent death instead of a nude death. And I believe the nudity in this movie is a stunt double.
Oh, okay.
Because
she was like, absolutely. Somebody,
I think they showed up, looked around, they're like, this is not the one I'm getting naked for.
Also, that redhead has like Sigourney Weaver vibe, so it was great.
Yeah, but all the inserts, like, a lot of the insert shots that we're going to see or anything that's like a special effect shot, we're going to see those. That was James Cameron learning to direct. Because back in the day before film school, you learned on set. So like that's why porn was the place to be, because they shot on film and had to get done that week. So it was basically a crash course in how to make movies.
Tons of
famous filmmakers made porn under pseudonyms.
Who?
Oh, well, directors, old-timey directors.
Do you know them?
Yeah.
Which ones?
A lot of people who made movies in the 70s and 80s.
That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot, you learned by either working on porn or if you were rich, you went to film school.
So everyone just like worked on porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't trust movies made by rich kids. That's.
I told this story last week too, but I did a, and I know he's a bad boy, but I did a movie. I've done two movies with Ron Jeremy. I watched him memorize a full page monologue in like an hour.
That's crazy.
Because
was it a?
It was a full monologue. It was a full page.
But it was like a porn monologue, and he was like, "This is easy," or it was just like a regular.
No, it was a regular movie. It was like a horror movie, and he had a monologue in it, and he got it, and he went, "Okay, give me an hour." And he went and sat in a room, and he came back, and he knew it word for word.
Wow.
Because these guys would get the script that morning, and they can't fuck up. It's shot on film.
Yeah.
It's not like it's digital, and we could just burn film all day. So these guys were all fucking great actors.
I would not expect Ron Jeremy, but I kind of, I feel like that would make sense.
And he was fucking half retarded the whole time I met him.
What's he, yeah.
Yeah, he's full retarded.
Now he's full, but he was on his way. He had, he was kind of, he was a little shuffly when I worked with him.
Yeah.
He had a handler who was definitely a scumbag.
Well, Ron Jeremy's also.
Well, yeah, of course, he's the worst, but.
What was your role in the movie?
The first movie I did with Ron, I was a kid in high school. And the second movie I did with Ron, I was a female blogger.
Oh, yeah, what? They made you.
I was a parody of Lindy West, the blogger who debated Jim Norton. On a Kumail show.
Yeah,
was it Kumail? No, it was somebody else's show. Fucking, I can't remember who. Whoever, the show Jim Norton debated Lindy West, I based my character off of her.
Wait, Ron Jeremy's not a good person?
No, Ron Jeremy's in jail for rape. The definition of not a good person.
Yeah, he's a bad person.
Yeah, and a bad rapist. He got caught.
Yeah.
Double bad.
Aww.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Father daughter, or are they in a?
I would imagine father daughter.
It was W. Kumail Bell's show.
W. That's what I meant. I'm Kumail. I fucking stink. W. Kumail Bell. Thank you, Frank. It's got to be so daunting to have to do this, to show up every day to these shit movies, and just have to climb a fucking mountain.
Don't they get paid all right?
Not on this.
Oh. I don't know if this is what
I mean,
done,
you get scale, so the leads are getting paid well, but, I mean, it's a $700,000 movie. It's not like everybody's making
a lot of money.
You're doing this for...
But isn't there's just less movies being made, though, too, so it's like not everything is shit. Like, you're just doing... It's like...
No, there were tons of movies. This was the era of straight-to-video. This is when the most movies are probably being made.
Oh, so this is just dope. Oh,
also, though, I don't know if it's still the case, but, like, a lot of times... You have to, like, make a movie in 1 year to get, like, health insurance and other benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you just have to do shitty things.
Listen, I'm all for people doing bad movies. Like, I think it's part of the process.
I want to do a bad movie.
I have no plan on that. Well, you like good movies?
Yes, I enjoy all film.
What good movies?
What good? Goodfellas?
No, that's not a good movie.
That's
are you
a great
nuts?
Movie. Are you
like
kidding? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. They made
you saw it a couple of times and you still didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
Why'd you watch it more than once?
Well, because everybody talks so highly of it, so I was like, I'm going to watch it again to see if I like it or not. Still ass.
What?
All right, then don't start this argument with me.
No, I'm joking. I'm kidding. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I really like Martin Scorsese. I'm
back up how you feel. Don't be a bitch.
Well, nah, I do. Well, because then he actually started hating me. I felt bad.
Yeah, no.
Goodfellas
like,
is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yeah, it's the most watchable movie ever. Yeah, no, I like Scorsese. I like, as far as like good, I don't know.
I did see Godzilla Minus One.
That did look very good. I would see
that.
That
was phenomenal. Like one of my favorite movies in a while.
Yeah, I probably have seen too many artsy-fartsy movies.
Yeah, what's the artsy-fartsy movie?
Happiness, I would say, is probably my favorite
when did that come
art out? Film. That was like late 90s, early 2000s.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's a Todd Solondz movie, I think. Yeah. It's about three sisters and their fucked-up lives. And one of their husbands is a pedophile.
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa. I would watch that.
It's really depressing. It's one of the it's one of the darkest movies
And it's
ever.
Called Happiness?
Happiness, yeah.
Wait, what do you like about Goodfellas, though? It's just...
Goodfellas?
It has everything.
Every scene's iconic. Like it's got great performances. It's even the downtime is like you're watching. Like I think what makes Goodfellas is when they go eat at Joe Pesci's mom's house while they're after they kill the guy and they're going to bury the body, because they just show like all the downtime in between these guys. Like these guys had regular lives on
Italian?
Top of being what?
Are you Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can connect with those people better.
Probably, I guess. I mean, I'm from Jersey.
You could connect with mafia guys.
Well, I mean, I'm from Jersey, so when I watch Sopranos, I'm like, yeah, those are people I grew up around. Like, everybody was a wannabe fucking gangster.
Also, like, just, like, mafia movies, mob movies are so much fun.
Yeah. I like Yakuza movies, too.
I don't like those shits either.
Why?
Because I never seen any.
All right.
You got to watch one.
I just assumed that I wouldn't, because I never
do you just it. Do you just talk and then figure out where it's going to go when you get there?
I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. Just calm down.
No.
I want you to have fun. I want you to have fun and enjoy yourself. Just, you know, you don't got to be a contrarian for no reason.
You think there's anything that we do disagree upon?
Probably. I don't care. Whatever. It's not a big... I have plenty of friends I vehemently disagree with on things. I think that's fun. Half my friends are fucking hardcore Trump dudes.
You don't agree with them?
Nah. I don't care.
Well, what makes you realize, how did you realize that you don't like Trump being around your friends?
Because I think he's very divisive, and I think a president's job is to make people look forward to the future of working together. And I think he makes people not want to join together, and where he makes more people hate each other than get along. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the exact opposite of what a leader is.
That's very good, Captain. Damn, that's you
spin. I think it was one. Was it the first Bush that said a great president is a uniter, not a divider?
Definitely first Bush. Second Bush was dumb as hell.
Yeah, I want to say that was first Bush or somebody. It was some. This is how dumb I am. Please, forgive my ignorance. I remember Dana Carvey saying it, so it was either George Bush or Ross Perot.
Okay, I would say probably Ross Perot.
But he was both.
Yeah.
Are you about to vote this year?
No, I've never voted and I never will.
Really? Wait, so you're against Trump? Oh, but you just didn't vote before.
I mean, I don't even think...
You never vote? You're not voting?
I'm not voting, no.
This is my first year voting.
Good for you.
I'm going to put that shit on Instagram.
Yeah, no. I was a kid, I read one of the George Carlin books, and it talked about how people are like, well, if you don't vote, you don't get to have an opinion. And he was like, bullshit. Yeah, I didn't vote because I'm not fucking responsible for this.
I see.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, no.
My
opinion
is that I'm not going to vote.
Yeah, no. If you want my real political opinion, it's that this country was bought and sold hundreds of years ago, and secret societies really control everything, and we're going to get whatever they want anyway.
Hmm. Honestly, that's kind of how I've been feeling the last 2 years, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think Trump fucked it up. Like, I think there's definitely, like, skull and bones people that are really fucking pissed that he fucked up their order of who was going to be president.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, are you, you're super into that world?
No, but I just think, my only political quote I use a lot is, Ralph Nader said once, the only difference between Democrats and Republicans is the velocity at which their knees hit the floor when big corporation comes knocking.
They're both the exact same party.
Damn, bro, you be reading?
Really. Hmm?
You be reading?
Sometimes.
I love the little Batman stars that they just like threw.
Yeah, it was pretty sick. Sid Haig, that guy, the bald guy right there, that's Sid Haig. He's Captain Spaulding in the House of Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. He was the bartender in Jackie Brown. He's also just in every 70s and 80s TV show as a heavy. Hmm. So like a henchman.
Wait, so he was the one who cut out his own lines?
He had all his own lines cut. So he's basically a henchman in everything from, like, I want to say the 60s Batman to, like, shows in the
90s. He has that vibe and that
and
look,
first of
too.
All, he's huge.
Yeah.
And he's racially ambiguous.
Yep.
So he plays Egyptian, he plays Middle Eastern, he plays black, he plays Spanish. He's just, and he's, like, different degrees of dark in the movies he does.
He was like
in the
booked shows. Yeah.
He was a busy guy.
For this movie, Sid asked the director if he could play as a near mute for the entire movie because he read the script and hated the dialogue.
Yes.
That's a man who knows exactly what he needs and wants.
Well, it's kind of brilliant because you're getting paid the same.
Yeah.
There's I read about another actor that did that recently as well. Asked for most of their lines to get cut. Was it Indiana Jones? There's a big actor who doesn't talk a lot in a movie, and it was by his request.
We'll take that one. I want you each to follow me in 10-second intervals.
He's got my favorite. The House of a Thousand Corpses DVD is just him. It's back when DVD menus were like a big thing.
Yeah.
So you have to ring a bell for service. But it's just like a 10-minute loop of him getting frustrated with you for not picking anything on the DVD menu.
I love when actors just carve out the exact niche, like, that they've always wanted.
Yeah, he was he was a big, big, big guy.
I haven't seen House of a Thousand Corpses, and I do love, it's Rob Zombie.
Yeah. It's very, it's a very flawed movie because, A, it's his first movie.
Yeah.
B, the studio destroyed it. They cut like 40 minutes out of it and lost the footage. So there's no, there's
he has
not
to do a zombie cut. Like there's a Snyder
no,
cut.
He doesn't have it.
No, what?
So it got moved from studio to studio, and every studio that took it threw out the old footage. So there's entire scenes of it that are like missing, and a different ending. A bunch of the scenes are like montages now that were full scenes, and then he shot a bunch of like in his basement to like fix shit.
Yeah.
His second movie, The Devil's Rejects, is in my top five movies.
That's probably my
favorite. I don't want to say serious movie, but my favorite like non cheeky like. There's no irony to me liking it, and there's no silliness to it.
Did he also do a Halloween movie?
He did Halloween with his wife in it, I liked the second one better than the first one. But they were both kind of... I didn't need to know Michael Myers' backstory.
I did.
I didn't... I don't know. I feel like it's like seeing Jaws and being like, yeah, but the shark was abused.
I would love to hear the shark.
I don't
shark.
Give a shit. I just want to watch meet people. You know, it's like that Patton Oswalt bit about the Star Wars prequels where he meets George Lucas. He's like, oh, you like Darth Vader? Oh, well, in this movie, you get to see him as a little kid. He's very sad. He's a sad little boy. He's like, I don't care about where the things I love come from. Oh, you like ice cream? Oh, good. Here's some rock salt. You like Angelina Jolie? She gonna be a big old boner? Well, here's John Voight's ball sack.
I need to know the backstory.
It's I don't. I'm very surface level. I'm not an intelligent film watcher.
I have to root for Michael Myers at some point. Oh, he's gonna die.
All right. Right to the wrist. Ooh, not bad. Have it break off was a good move.
Oh, no, it's going inside.
Damn, that shit is scaring me.
Yeah. That looked good, too. The way you see it travel. Oh, that looks great. I want to say he only says one word in the whole movie.
I feel like he said one sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
I believe that shot was James Cameron said we don't have a shot of the arm on the ground. Or no, it was someone with maggots, maybe. That is so badass, though. Oh, that's so cool. And that's great because that's just a guy buried in sand with his arm out.
I want him to karate chop his torso.
Wait, so there's never been anybody that you wanted to vote for?
I did kind of want to vote for Bernie. If Bernie had gotten the nomination, I would have registered to vote so I could vote for Bernie.
What about him do you like?
He's just a cute... Well,
I believe him.
Yeah.
I really, like, even though he's got the big house and shit, like, I like the fact that, like, he's got the same fucking coat. You know, like, he's not dressed up. He's, like, I don't know. I honestly don't know how real his intentions are, but every time I hear him speak, I'm like, this guy believes this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found him, he's very genuine.
Yeah. I feel like lately he's been intertwined in a lot of shit where I'm like, oh, Bernie, but he's like...
Wait, what he's been intertwined with?
Just like a lot of shit going on. It's just like, yeah, you know, like
I don't know, I just feel like anytime you look at... And this is probably... this is the show, the maggots on the arm with James Karen. They realized they didn't have what she was screaming at, and he went back and got that shot.
I love the Star Wars laser gun.
And of course, hindsight's 20/20, but with Bernie, like, if you ever look and see who was on the right side of history, he was always there. Like, if you look at, like, fucking civil rights rallies.
Yeah, he used to march and shit.
Yeah.
He's standing with black people. Before that gave you social points.
Yeah, yeah.
He was doing it when it was, like, unpopular.
Cool. Yeah.
Or, you know, gay rights, or just, like, he's always been on the right side of things.
You think you would have been fucking with black people back in the day, or not?
Yeah, probably, because I like music.
Yeah.
And I think it would be hard to, like rock and roll a lot and not be like, oh, I want to see. And especially, even, like, because I like punk music.
Yeah.
And, like, Afro-punk was such a big thing, I think I would have probably been around, like... At least, like, Bad Brain, Dead Kennedys drummer was black. So, like, I think I would have fucked with it pretty hard.
Yeah, and my uncle likes Bad Brains a lot. Yeah, nah, you said your friends like Trump, but you don't. So I guess it seems like you probably would have.
Yeah. And that's just, I'd say, probably 50. My friends are all, like, 50-50, I'd say.
I don't know, it's hard, though, bro. I feel like it's way harder to like black people back in the day. Like, well, you just, well, it's not hard, but it's, like, just seems like that's not really, you can't get
I cool think it would have been... More difficult socially.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't know how many black people I would have had the opportunity to hang out with.
Yeah, exactly.
Due to social and financial situations.
100%.
Like, look at the way the subways are in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Now, I live in Bay Ridge. If I want to go to Williamsburg, I have to go all the way back into Manhattan and then go backwards into Williamsburg. Yeah. That's fucking retarded. Yeah. And you go, why the fuck would it be like that? That's because back in the day, they didn't want black people intertwining neighborhoods. So they made it as difficult as possible to travel.
That's
so
crazy.
That they segregated you through inconvenience.
Even with the beaches, too. Like, yeah. Robert Moses was a huge fucking racist.
Yeah.
And he made it so, like, buses couldn't come to the beach, like, to Jones Beach.
Wow.
Yeah, like, there was definitely,
Oh, is she getting eaten alive?
Yes, yes.
Oh, this is the nude scene.
Oh, boobs.
Yep. And she's, I believe, being rape-eaten? I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. By a giant worm.
Also, I love, like, dude directors are like, you know what? She's gonna get killed, but let her be fully naked.
Well, so, I believe she had negotiated...
Oh, is this?
For less nudity. So that's a body double. This is a fun sentence you don't get all the time. O'Connell used a body double for some of the full nudity featured in the notorious giant maggot rape scene. the maggot was named on set. They called it Maggie. And another one this one. Oh, that woman being stripped naked by a giant amorphous space slug was number 10 on the website Flashback's top 20 gratuitous nude scenes of the 80s.
Oh. Also, nice boobs.
I don't know if you read it, Zach, but the first job as a production assistant for a young 18-year-old David Dakota.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Frank. David Dakota is one of our favorite directors here on the show, who has made... He's one of the, I said Roger Corman's made, like a couple hundred movies that no one's seen any of.
I respect that.
And he makes, horror movies, softcore gay porn, and talking animal children's movies. And they're all in the same house.
No.
So the first time I saw, he has a movie called A Talking Cat.
Yeah.
I have to say it like that because there's an exclamation and a question mark. And I believe this actor was in the show My Favorite Martian. The first time I saw it, I'm watching this movie going, why the fuck do I know this mansion they're in? I definitely know that staircase. I'm like, oh, because you've seen a ton of porn shot in there. And I well, there's a YouTube video. It's this mansion in L.A. that gets rented out for, like, and it's, like, big movies have been in it, too. And I guess it might be mob-related. Like, it was, like, a write-off.
What?
But there's just, there's hundreds of movies that are all in this one house.
And this, like, this kid's talking animal.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and they're all, and then he did a series of, like, softcore gay twink porn. So they don't fuck, but it's just, like, dudes in, like, tighty-whitey swimming. Or, like, having bad dreams and sweating in bed.
Oh, that's amazing. And then he's like, you know what? The next day we're going to shoot this talking cat. Yeah,
but there's, like, 50 of them. And then the next time you'll see it, it'll be, like, a little kid. Like, the Lifetime, like, Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Like, that level of, like, horseshit.
What range to have... You know, Freddy Krueger is kind of hot.
You know, he's really good in a bunch of shit.
I don't know what it is.
Have you ever seen Strangeland?
No.
He plays a alcoholic stepdad, and he's awesome.
See, that I would be like in love.
Yeah, he's great in that.
You had an alcoholic stepdad?
No.
then why would you love that?
Because I feel like if he's acting,
yeah.
Like it would just be amazing to see that.
You'd be attracted to this alcoholic man that beats his children?
No.
I think she's attracted to the acting part.
Because he's badass. He's cool.
Also, if I was attracted to alcoholics, it would make sense. I've been with comics.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the right industry.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time.
I just can't, like... I'm so impressed with people that play these characters that are, like, under so much makeup. Like, that's gotta, like, be the... Like, I've only gotten one... head cast made of myself, and I hated it.
How long did it take?
Half an hour.
Yeah. You were like just like in the.
Yeah, I was in the thing. I had a straw.
See, that freaks me out. I can't do that.
It really freaked me. You feel like
claustrophobic.
You know what I'm talking about? Like a head mold. Like when you get your head molded.
You had
what?
Wait, they did that to you?
Yeah, I've had that. They get like a full head mold, and like you feel like.
What were you at, like a lizard or something?
No, I got my head ripped in half in a movie. And they had to make my head. And, I hated it. You're just stuck in this.
Did they do that in, like, one take? Because they were like, this is the only, like, mold that we have. And
no, so what they did is they made a cast of my head so that they could just refill it.
Okay.
And make a lot. But, so, essentially when they do that, they're making the negative.
Okay.
That then they can refill with the shit.
Yeah.
And it looked like just like you.
Yeah, the girl. It was a real movie, so the girl like punched real hair into it, and it looked cool.
How long was it? You just sat in a chair?
Yeah, they had to do the mold for like a half an hour, but it's like your whole. You can't see. You can't hear. You can't talk. You just have a straw to breathe through, and then basically they're like, if you think you're going to die, raise your hand.
Because you
can't communicate.
Did they tell you at least, like, hey, you have, like, 5 minutes? Oh, well, you can't hear.
So you can't hear.
Okay, that's insane. No.
Yeah, I really hated it. To be in that Freddy shit all the time, like...
Yeah.
Was it worth it, though?
Oh, yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah, after you watched it a bunch of times, your head getting ripped off?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Is that like, how you think you'll die?
Probably not. I probably don't think I'll get my head ripped in half by a radioactive duck monster.
It's like in the X-Men movies, Jennifer Lawrence, she played Mystique, and I think once she got, like, famous enough, she was just like, I'm not doing the blue paint. Like,
we just talked about this a few weeks ago, and the end credit scene of one of the new movies has Beast, and it's Kelsey Grammer, and he's CGI, and I'm like, oh, that motherfucker wasn't putting that shit back on.
Because you're sitting in that chair for, like, hours at that point.
Yeah, we I apologize, we did talk about this on the show recently, but when Jim Carrey was the Grinch... He had to get somebody that works with, like, CIA operatives when they're on how to get through torture.
Oh.
Because he hated getting... He said he felt like he was being buried alive every morning.
Oh, my God.
So they had, like, a guy that talks to, like, spies.
Yeah.
For if you're being tortured for information, ways to leave your body...
Wait, what
mentally?
What were like one of the ways?
They said that he would change, and he doesn't smoke.
Yeah.
That he would just be in the Grinch shit chain smoking and punching himself in the knee and something else.
This is
wild. He had a bunch of like ticks to get him out of that.
I love that this children's movie, he was like, I need someone to help me. Like,
it didn't feel good at all when they put the mold on, like a haircut or something?
No, no, not at all.
Damn.
No, it's heavy.
Have you ever gotten like a mold of your teeth? Like for like
a retainer or
like
anything?
A retainer or anything?
Nah, I never got that.
Even that's
used
gross,
to wear a retainer?
Like,
yeah, yeah, I had a retainer.
Damn, son.
Yeah, no, the fucking, well, it's the worst. The little kid having a retainer, then you accidentally throw your retainer out with your lunch, and the lunch lady has to dig through the trash can with you.
Oh, you did that?
Yep.
And then you put it back in your mouth?
No, it was in a case.
Oh. No, that's still,
I mean, I would
crazy.
Still put it back in my mouth. I'd clean it. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's so expensive.
How much does a retainer cost?
Like enough that my parents would have killed me if I fucking lost it.
I have a mouth guard now, and it costs, well, I have insurance,
damn,
but it costs like
$500. You wear it during the day, like right now?
No.
Damn, son. What? People make fun of you for your retainers?
No. I mean, when you're a little kid, everybody's got fucked up teeth.
You got any regrets as in your childhood?
I can't take
anymore. Like what?
I don't know. Probably not learning more tech stuff. Because I went to film school, but I learned like more creative stuff. I wish I had learned camera stuff. I wish I had learned editing better. I wish I had more applicable skills and not just Zach's good at talking to people.
Hmm.
I wish I had applicable skills that would make me an asset on a job as opposed to I'm a people person.
Where'd you go to film school?
NYU.
Really? Damn, that's crazy. Are you still friends with any of the kids? Any of those kids go crazy?
I'm still friends with them. I mean, a lot of them work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Any of them
work. No, I have a lot of good friends. I was just talking to somebody, people that watched the Chris Gethard show. That was like my graduating class. Like,
oh, wow,
there was like six people on that show were from my class. Because I used to go to it when it was on public access.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, comics always used to go hang out there.
What was the network? It was like Manhattan or.
Yeah, something. It was fun, though.
Are you proud of the stuff that you made during college or not?
You know, I don't hate it. It's fun to watch for nostalgia reasons. Like, it's sloppy and terrible, but I do enjoy it.
What did your professors, did they think you had promise or not?
No.
Damn, bro.
I mean, I think they knew I was ambitious.
But
I think, no, I'm very not talented. I lack very many basic skills.
Why do you think that? I feel like you seem like a talented
This
man.
Is great. This is like therapy.
Yeah, no, I'm just not. I'm not detail-oriented.
Hmm.
So I have a lot of issues, like, with basic structure stuff. Like, I shouldn't be around movies. I think that's why I sit around and talk about them.
I see. Dang, and it was rough showing your movies every week?
It depends.
To the client.
I also went at a weird time where, like, I was the last class that had to learn how to edit with razor blades.
Yeah.
Like, on film.
Yeah.
After me, they got rid of that, and it just went all computer.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have I learned an obsolete skill when I wish I had spent all that time learning Avid. Like, I know Avid, but I wish I had had 4 years of Avid instead of just one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, I really want to shoot something on film. That's like I feel like that's so dope.
It is so cool. Like, and I get it.
Yeah.
Especially like when Quentin does it on like 80. But, Or, excuse me, 70. I'm fucking moron.
What is look crazy?
That looks really cool.
Yeah.
This is what they spent their entire budget
but
on,
there's
is that one shot.
Also, filters
and
lenses you could just put over digital to make it look like film. And I don't know, like, it's such a pain in the ass.
I mean, I would never edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I cut off the tip of my thumb. Doing my final because I was talking to somebody while I edited, and I went like this, and I didn't even look at it, and I went, I just cut off part of my thumb, didn't I? And he looks down, and the razor blade was in my thumbnail, like in it. I had cut.
Do you have a scar from that?
Yeah, you see the little line.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And I was like, well, I'll be right back, and then like a half an hour later, a teacher came and found me. Just standing in the sink, and they're like, we followed the trail of blood here.
Did you get stitches?
No, I super glued it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I super glue all my wounds.
I really feel like they spent a lot of money on this really beautiful.
I have a feeling this was something else that existed.
Yeah, it just is.
That like they if any Roger Corman production strikes me as having borrowed sets, yeah. I would say this was something that already existed that they were very lucky to stumble upon.
They were just filming on like off hours.
Dang, and so you were expecting to be a filmmaker, and then you just didn't. What, how did you start?
I mean, I still work on, like, I'm in stuff. I work on stuff.
Yeah, you up right now?
What?
You're doing quite well.
I got 4 movies in the can right now for next year.
Fire.
So, like, I do work with filmmakers. I thought I probably would have a production company, but then comedy kind of found me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who's overrated to you? Whose films everybody like?
I don't know. I would have said like a Michael Bay or something, but as I get older, like, I appreciate big dumb movies more.
Why?
Michael Bay's just so
they make
dumb,
people happy.
Great. Yeah.
No, I hate that guy. No, that actually is me disagree. I'm sorry.
No, whatever. No, if no. It makes people happy, like, actually, it's not something like I would say. Like, I'm pretty over the Marvel movies, other than Guardians.
Everybody is.
I think Guardians is the only one that.
Yeah, like,
I
I'm sick
watched,
of timelines.
Yeah.
I'm sick of multiverses. I feel like after Everything Everywhere All at Once came out, somebody should have sat everybody down and been like, "Hey, they made it perfect.
Yep.
No more multiverse."
Who's the director for Guardians?
James Gunn.
I also just like him in general.
Yeah, so James Gunn started at the company I work for.
Oh, that's amazing.
Trauma. He made his first movie. He co-directed is Romeo and Juliet from 1996.
That's great. It's anybody that worked there that you don't like?
Oh, yeah, tons.
Describe them. No, I'm joking. You got to do it. I'm sorry.
No, when you work on a... Movies are like summer camp sometimes, where like you make new friends, there's crushes, there's romances, there's rivalries. You know, I worked on a movie where they had the entire camera crew came in from, like, Hollywood as a favor because the guys that made the Crank movies were fans.
Yeah.
So they sent their, like, lighting techs to be our DP and shit, and they hated us because we were just kids making a movie, and they were, like, used to, like...
Professionals.
But they were such cocksucker, and I, like, they, like, shit, like, you know... We would break, and they wanted their coffees brought to them by a PA, like, by somebody who wasn't getting paid.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, and they would just, they were just fucking lazy, fucking jerk off. Like, you know, we were shooting a scene, and then the next scene, we had to go up a flight of stairs, and they tried to cut the scene out of the movie because they didn't want to bring the dolly up the stairs.
No.
So it was just constantly arguing.
Rich kid shit, though.
They would play, I hated this. On our lunch break, they would set up croquet.
Wait, no.
And they would play croquet awesome. On the front lawn. And I hated them.
I feel like even when I've been on a set, I've been like, hey, like, is there anything I can do? And I know the answer is always going to be no. But still, it's just like, if you're going to be that arrogant.
Yeah, they were complete jerk-offs. And then they got mad because I was naked in that movie.
Yeah.
And they got really upset about it. And they're like, can we cut the male nudity? Like, we're not really comfortable shooting that. And I was like, by that time, I had enough clout on set where I was like, point that camera at my fucking dick right now. But yeah, they were just the fucking worst. So yeah, you always have rivalries and shit. Or
Yeah.
People get fired for being assholes.
But they had to look at your dick?
Yeah, damn fired. Right they did.
Also, if you sign on to do a movie and you see the shot list, like, do the, like...
Yeah, wait, what was the context of you being butt naked?
That was the movie I was in high school in, and the two lead girl, I'm like the nerdy friend who is secretly a bad guy, and the two lead girls prank me when they find out I'm a jerk by telling me to meet them naked in the teacher's conference room, and they're going to fuck me. So I take all my clothes off and run in, and it's full of people.
Damn.
And then I run naked around the school.
Did you have to psych yourself? You didn't care about having your dick out in front of
them? Not at all. I auditioned for that naked.
Oh,
the nude scene was not in the script when I auditioned, and I said I would do it naked.
Yeah.
And they thought it was so funny they put it in the movie.
That's fine.
And then they kept adding nude scenes. So like in I'm naked for like 20 minutes.
How old were you at?
23, 24. Yeah, way too old to be in high school. Like I have a obvious bald spot. Like I'm grossly old to be in the movie, but.
But they can't have an actual child be naked.
No.
No.
That would be frowned upon.
Not valid.
Also, everyone who plays like a high schooler is like 26, 27. Yeah.
I can't remember what I was watching the other day. I couldn't believe how fucking old they were.
They look so getting old.
Because when I was a kid, when you're a kid and you watch that, you're like, oh, that's what I'm going to look like in high school. And then you're in high school and you're like, we still look like kids.
I've
But now you watch it and there's actual kids in high school movies. Yeah. And you're like, why are these fucking children in this movie?
I like saw a show recently and I think I looked up the guy's age. He was like 31 playing like an 18-year-old. But he looked like...
Well, Fast and Furious, the fucking kid from Tokyo Drift.
Oh, yeah. He's so old.
He's got like a fucking receding hairline. Yeah. He's supposed to be like a sophomore in high school.
He also was in like a... That football movie.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He looked old in that, too.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans?
No.
They look old as fuck.
They do, too. Yeah, they were...
Varsity Blues?
It was with Billy Bob.
I can't remember.
I don't know why... It's not 8 Mile. I don't know why 8 Mile's in my head.
I mean, some people look young and they can pull it off. But also, every actor I've ever met thinks that their range... Was it like 30 years?
Was it Friday Night Lights?
Friday Night Lights was maybe the movie?
Friday Night Lights, yeah.
Yeah, every actor always think like actors are such narcissists. You'll be like, "Can you play 20 years younger?" Like, yeah, I'll get a haircut.
You think that's a part of it? That's what makes them good.
I think not all of them, but a lot are whack jobs. I mean, it just took till what? The last 10 years to tell actors you can't play a different race.
I know. I really want to play a white person, though. I just would love...
It would be fun.
...a historical movie, and then I get to play the main white person.
Mm-hmm. I'll never play no cracker in my life.
I mean, I'm going to have a brown name and be like, look, this is who I'm playing.
Or there's, like... There used to be actors who were just ambiguous, so they played every... Like, like the fucking voice of Apu. What's his name? Not... Oh, god damn it.
It's not Hank Azaria.
Yeah, Hank Azaria. Yeah. Hank Azaria is every race in every... Like, he's Spanish, he's Indian, he's
Spanish
whatever.
A lot. That's,
he's whatever you throw him at. Yeah, I think... I think Robert Downey Jr. might have been the like turning point where you realized how ridiculous race switching in movies was.
Wasn't that the point?
Yeah,
that was so great.
But I'm saying he did it so good and it was so poignant.
That they had to, wow, good for
every them. Every few years, a bunch of kids find Tropic Thunder and they're like, how could this happen?
Yeah.
It's so great.
That is a wildly funny movie. It just makes me sad that Jack Black is so obviously supposed to be Chris Farley. The same with whatchamacallit. When I can't watch the Grown Ups movies.
With Adam Sandler?
Because I'm looking going, oh, look at all these childhood friends and Kevin James.
Yeah.
Kevin James must wake up every day and thank heroin.
Oh.
Wait, that's he died of heroin? I thought it was
I think it was a speedball like Belushi, right? Heroin and coke? And then a hooker left him there.
Damn.
And I think she took his fucking. I think she took his fucking watch or something too.
Damn.
I think she might have robbed him on the way out. This is fucking sick. This is really cool.
Wait, is this two Freddy Cougars?
Yeah. So the thing can take on other appearances, and I guess it's him. I love it.
If I was fighting myself, I would just give up.
Yeah.
Be like, this is evil version's gonna win.
I would just not move because I'm like, he's gonna tire himself out real quick. I know him. He's got no stamina.
I'll do the mental game. I'd say some shit I never heard.
Or I'd be like, hey, if you don't beat me up, I'll suck your dick.
just take off your pants.
We're just 69ing. This is way better than fighting.
Like, so, I get to suck my own dick.
Online it says Chris Farley died from a speedball, but if you look further, it says a combination of cocaine and morphine.
Oh, okay. Oh,
not damn. Heroin.
Thank you, Frank. Frank with the big facts.
Then was that one of your heroes growing up?
Yeah. Still, I'm obsessed with Farley. I do a lot of Farley manner. I rip off a lot of Farley mannerisms when I act. I realized very early on in my filmmaking career that when an old director sees me do Chris Farley, I just tell him I'm doing Curly from the Three Stooges, and yeah. They let me do it. So there's countless times I've been just blatantly doing Farley, and I've told the director, oh, I'm doing Curly, and they'll be perfect, put in the movie. I told Chris's brother that once, and he was like, that's a good workaround.
Are there any, what directors would you want to work with?
Oh, number one, Scorsese. I think I would fit in the Rob Zombie universe. And I don't know. I just want to be probably Jon Favreau.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I want to be like, I'm obsessed with the idea of being canon in like universes. So yeah. Like, I've retroactively put myself in other movie. Like, I had to do a reshoot for something, and the background I used was from a previous movie that I liked.
Oh, wow.
That the director had made. So I basically made myself canon in that timeline.
I see.
So I would love to be a very low level villain in a Star Wars or a Marvel thing.
What's like, do you have one picked out in Marvel?
Oh yeah, I mean I would want to be Toad from X-Men, but Arcade, I think I would be good at if I got back down to what I was a few years ago. I think Arcade was a really like low level Marvel villain.
Yeah.
That I would enjoy
and
being.
You could do it.
Yeah. And I would do all the makeup shit if I got to be in, like, I love that like Horatio Sanz and them just get to be in Star Wars. Like Brian Posehn's in Mandalorian.
I didn't know that. I haven't seen Mandalorian.
Bill Burr's in Mandalorian.
Yeah, Bill Burr's excellent in Mandalorian.
Oh god.
It's about the Burr story?
Yep. Oh.
And to be honest, if I could be any series, I would probably want to be in Jackass.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. What would you do? Do you have like a specific like pitch?
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, like get your.
I every year at Skankfest, I do like weird stunts during Naked Roast.
Not fire.
And my big one I do is I put my dick in a rat trap.
Damn, bro, that's hard.
I would love to do that in a Jackass. I've never filmed it specifically.
Yeah.
So that I could put it in something one day.
Has it?
What does shit feel like? After a while, you just get numb to it.
No, it sucks every time. The first time I did it, I took it too close to the head. Like the point is to try and get it as far down the shaft, which I don't have a lot to work with.
No, but you must have the girth though.
No,
not at all. You don't got the chode.
No, I'm rocking. I'm not a shower or a grower.
Damn.
And the first time I did the rat trap was on stage at a show, and my buddy Arlo was hosting, and he's like a sideshow act.
Yeah.
And his closer was he would do a rat trap on his tongue.
Oh,
but
God.
I was the headliner, and he came out and did that trick. And I walked back out and took my dick out and did the rat trap on it. And I had a circular bruise around my dick.
Oh.
And a lovely young woman in the crowd took me back to her vehicle and began to blow me, and she looked up at me and she goes, your dick tastes like blood.
Oh my god.
And I went, we should probably just
I
fuck
love
them.
That you someone was like, oh my god, that guy's so hot.
Yeah. God bless her heart. She's a good act.
I think if some guy like put his dick in a rat trap, I'd be like, you know what, he's probably fun. Like, let's see what this
that
is about.
That shit hurt to have sex after.
My dick hurt for a few days. I mean, I have a Prince Albert, so I'm pretty used to my dick hurting.
I don't know what that means.
I have a piercing through my dick.
Oh, yo.
Sorry. So I'm pretty used to my dick being in pain.
You can show me what your dick look like?
Nah.
All right.
It's just a ring through the head.
Bro, I just got to know, bro. That's just
it's the
crazy.
One you think. It's through the head.
Have you just Googled Prince Albert?
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it goes through the pee hole and out the bottom of the head. Yeah, and that's like, that one's not that bad. I know people that have an amphalang, which is just a bar right through the middle. So for a no budget movie, it's definitely got a look. It's got a world that it exists in.
Yeah.
And it's recognizable. Like, if I were to see a scene from this, I would go, that's from Galaxy of Terror. And these big ominous shots do give it a much grander perspective.
They look awesome.
I actually really like these. I'm going to pretend that James Cameron shot these.
Wait, yo, you could cheat?
Hmm?
Wait, this was before you were married or after?
This was way before I was married.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I've been doing comedy like 14, 15 years.
I see, and yeah, so the dick was before, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line at?
Not with cheating.
What would you not put your dick in?
Anything that would like permanently damage it?
That makes sense.
Is he the mastermind?
I would assume so. Yeah. He's got that look about him. Like he's thinking about destruction. Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
So it's not that he's the mastermind. I think it's that the thing can change.
Oh, okay.
So it's been everybody.
You know this place. Yes.
Yeah, wow. This is so low tech that literally like these effects are like on the film. And you said nothing.
I love when actors deliver good lines in bad movies. A teardrop coming out.
Well, I think that's the difference between a good bad movie and a bad movie. Mm. A good bad movie, the people in it don't know they're in a bad movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A bad movie, no one's taking seriously and they're kind of fucking around.
Yeah.
A good bad movie has the intention of being a good movie, just through ineptitude, bad luck, whatever, it's a bad movie.
I made a guy watch one of the Fast and Furious movies with me. He was not happy at all.
I would leave him.
He was like, do you like this? And I was like, I love this so much. For the children of the banished race to see their deepest fears
and learn to control them. And how can you know this? This is where I became master.
Ooh.
Why did she have to die? Why did they all have to die?
You know, I'm obsessed with the constant retconning in Fast and Furious. I love when they show an old scene and then they just pan over.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh yeah, he's had a brother for 10 movies that no one mentioned once.
Is it John Cena, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Dom's brother. I love when they just...
Did you see that scene when... Well, you know... Yeah.
Dude, whenever they just move the camera over and introduce a new character who's been there the whole time that no one's mentioned
is
the greatest.
I want to be a sister that's like long lost in that movie. Blow up some cars.
I would cast you as similar, like, you know who Marilyn Rajkub is?
No.
She's the snail on Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
You know how she was like Jack Bauer's like lady on the phone on 24?
Yes.
I would have you be that, but for Jason Momoa. And you'd be like his tech girl.
I would love that. I loved his character.
You don't
want to
be more than a tech girl?
I just want to be in a Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to overstep.
I'm not going to work out enough to look hot enough to be one of the girls who does a little. I want like a stupid line that's like, oh my God.
Watch out. He's coming at you fast.
Yep. That's
and furious.
I look at the camera when I say it.
Eh? I just love that Jason Momoa read that script and went, you know what?
I'm going to be real gay.
I think this guy is the gayest person in the universe. He's probably the biggest crush in the world for chicks right now is him. And I love that he's on Facebook. He's like, I'm going to be such a swishy homo in this movie.
And I loved it.
And he's great. He's fucking awesome.
When does the next one come out?
Dude, I was so pissed. It's not. It's like fucking Grand Theft Auto. It's not this year. It's next year.
Oof.
Wait, Grand Theft Auto is next year?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto is 2025. Yeah, so this is very Aliens, finding everything at the end in like the hashing room or whatever you want to call it.
Oh my god, everyone's back.
Ugh. Pretty gross.
I think that's where, like, obviously it would do whatever to be in a movie, but still, I feel like the stickiness and that.
So what I assume they have on them is, so that's called Ultra Slime. That's specifically for movies because it's got a very big sheen to it.
Okay.
But Ultra Slime, essentially, you get it in buckets. And it's so sticky that, like, you can make trails with it, or you can roll it up into little balls and make snot. So anytime you see something in a movie where somebody's, like, slimy, but, like, it looks great on camera, that's the shit called Ultra Slime.
I feel
that's
like that would make me gag.
It's pretty fun to get to play with.
Yeah.
And then the day you're covered in it, the first time, you're like, ugh. Because you never feel good in it.
Yeah. It also just looks like just a bunch of cum and snot.
I did a movie once and I had to get killed and they drenched me in blood.
Yeah.
To the point where like all my clothes had to go, like, you know, like I had clothes on in the scene. I'm like, my underwear had to go. I was covered. And I went back to the house we were living in and I showered for like an hour to get it all off me. And I literally, my head hit the mattress and the producer called me and he went, "Hey, we realized that, you should need to be on the floor where you landed. So we need to have you back and get covered in blood." And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding?" He's like, "I'm so sorry." And they had to put me on the floor. And then, I mean, I was clean. And the effects people came and like, "We're so sorry." They're just dumping buckets of blood on me again.
Oh, no. I'd be so pissed.
And I had to be on the floor dead for 2 days. And they gave me a sandbag to use as a pillow, and I fell asleep, covered in blood, during an actress delivering a monologue. And so just this girl's giving, like, the performance of her life, and fucking fat sleep apnea over here, in the middle of the take here. And that, it's not a movie until I've ruined the take with snoring. I think I've fallen asleep and ruined the take on every single movie I've ever been on.
You get sleepy on set? You're just like...
Well, because usually I'm working behind the scenes, okay, and on the movie, yeah. So I'm sleep deprived.
Yeah.
What I've realized now is I'll put myself in a scene as a sleeping extra.
I love that. And you're like, and then really fall asleep. Snoring is required, yeah.
In our new movie that my company has coming out, there's an entire scene where all these homeless people are in an alleyway, and I put myself under a cardboard box with just my legs sticking out so that I could sleep for the night.
That's amazing.
And the DP came over in the middle of the night and he goes, "Don't think I don't know that you're fucking asleep in here and you literally left me to work by myself."
What a great way to get paid, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I frequently cast myself as sleeping extra in background.
I need to figure out what would benefit me to be like, this is what I'm going to be casted as.
Getting head. Be fine.
I think the dream is to have a job on a show where you have, like, the people in the office, even if they're not in the scene, they're in the background.
Yeah.
And they said they'd be, like, playing games or doing their bills and shit.
Yeah.
But you're getting paid rate for that. So, like, Soda in Billions, I'm just say a thing on a clip on Reels or something, where, like, he's not in every scene, but he's on his computer back there. So, like, he's getting paid to be there. Like,
that's like the dream.
Yeah, you want to be not a main character. If you're not a main character, you want to work in the space the main character works in. So they constantly use you.
The guy who played David in The Office legitimately was, like, a manager for a while. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just played his role and then would go back to work as a manager.
Wow.
Just...
Yo, you seen that movie Solo?
Yes, I have seen Solo.
You be watching shit like that?
Yeah, I've seen a few of the big gross ones.
I never seen that shit. That shit sounds terrible.
Solo's a tough watch.
Yeah.
A lot of poop eating.
Do you like stuff like that, though?
It's not something I would watch for fun.
It's too much?
It's gross. Like, I get the novelty of watching a gross-out movie, but, like, it's not enjoyable.
Hmm.
Hell yeah.
Damn, we watched that. What?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Galaxy of Terror. It was a movie. We saw the shit out of it. There's James Cameron, production designer. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful guests. And hey, we're going to start doing some bonus episodes as well. They're going to stay behind the paywall. I believe the first one we're going to shoot, I got Mike Cannon coming in for Zach Gets Too High to Watch Troll 2 again. So I'm going to have a few bonus episodes coming out for you guys in the next few months. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week here on Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show.